Recording in progress.
She's Zoe Thorne. I'm the milkman, John Milky. This is your Ottawa webcast. As much Ottawa talk as we can shove into about, 25 minutes for a podcast. It's an hour on blasttheradio.com, intertwined with music. And if you dare, Zoe, make any reference or laugh at my bedhead, so help me. It's been one of those days where technology has just been challenging me at every opportunity it's gotten. The shower is like the last thing I have time for today. Anyway.
I get you and I understand that. This is actually bedhead from 2 days ago. So
right, listen.
My hair holds a curl like no tomorrow. And so I curled my hair to go out on Saturday with my girlfriend and I've slept on it for 2 days. It's still looking really good.
Oh, so shut up.
Sorry to rub it in, but
that's how she mentions my bedhead without mentioning my bedhead.
My hair is so much better than yours, John.
Yeah, and I went into work today. People have been complimenting me, and I'm like, oh, thanks. I think I'm going to just start doing this now, is just sleeping on curls.
You know what? See, you don't really see it until I turn around. Look at the side of it. It's just...
Oh, yeah, there it
awful?
Is. Yep.
I got a nice compliment from a neighbor. He said, nice hat. So there's that. Yeah.
There you go. That's a win.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything exciting?
Yeah, so on Saturday, I went out with my girlfriend. We went to 1014, which is just down the street from where I am. It's... hits all the vibe checks. Like when we were chatting and talking about what we wanted to do, you know, just chat, get caught up. I thought of 1014. They've got fantastic cocktails and they've got like a little bit of a menu to have some nibbles off of. She had the grilled
nice.
Cheese. I had the BLT. They were both phenomenal. Drinks were fantastic. And she was like, oh my God, the playlist in here is just hitting. Like she's like, oh yeah. She just
oh, were they
it,
playing so. Blast the Radio? Thank you to 1014. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. So we did that on Saturday. Curled my hair, woke up looking flawless on Sunday
okay,
with my lovely
enough.
Curled bed. And then I just did a self-care Sunday. You know, I did a foot mask and I did a hand mask and I did a face mask. So yeah, started off the week strong. What about you?
Well, we talked on Friday about the fact we had to go to Manitic and drop off the taxes for the accountant. Mm-hmm. And you said you got to do either the vault or Black Dog. And
yeah.
I took your advice. And of course, they're right across from each other.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really easy. If one's full, just walk across the street.
Well, neither was full, but we had a decision to make. And here's what we decided, right? Because we're going to have to pick up our taxes. So whichever one we pick to drop off the taxes, we'll pick the other one when we pick up the taxes. We ended up at the vault, by the way, which
yes.
was really great. Our server was Shannon. Shannon is a really cool human. She's a dietitian, holistic
oh, cool.
one. She and her boyfriend, they're out in the valley, I think around Perth area. They're into growing like their own fruits and vegetables and self-sustaining. We just had a great conversation with her. And yeah, I had the fajitas, which were unlike the fajita you're probably familiar with at most Tex-Mex places, but I really, really enjoyed it. And Sue had a great time because I insisted she have the second 9-ounce glass of the Pinot. So,
oh, that's how we do. How do we make Milky cross the road? We put a vault on the other side.
Anyway, Manitic, awesome as always. Hey, we're off and running. This is Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
Hi, I'm Finn. And you're listening to Finn's Forecast. Today is a beautiful day with lots of sun. At the end of the afternoon, some clouds will appear. Nothing to worry about. Only a 20% chance of precipitation. Today's high is 11 degrees. At night, it is partly cloudy with a low of 4 degrees. Tomorrow starts off with a mix of sun and clouds. I'm afraid you will need an umbrella later on in the day. Catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
You want to talk about the circle, do you?
Oh my God, I need to talk about the circle. Like, I know it's not Ottawa related, but I just...
So yes?
Yes. Oh, so, hey. Self-care Sunday, like I said earlier. You know, just sat down and was like flicking through Netflix and it said new season of The Circle out. I'm like, stop. Like, this would be probably the only like reality game show that I would probably go on.
Okay. See, The Circle to me, that is, oh no, I'm thinking The Ring, that horror film. I'm not familiar with The Circle.
So the circle is they have just people like you and I go in and they're in an apartment completely by themselves and they talk through a like social media platform and they try to become the most popular in the group and win $100,000 by the end of it. If they can survive, they have to be voted
this,
as the winner.
This sounds kind of like the end goal of this podcast. Sit, yeah. Talk to each other, make $100,000.
Yeah, so they're just talking. Okay. They're just talking to the circle and they can't see anyone. They can only see their profiles and they can only talk through chats and they play some games to try to like, people are catfishing. So here's the first thing that just sent me through the roof about this season.
Okay.
We all know You My Little Boo Thing.
Yes! Song. Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, Paul Russell, yeah. Right, is the one who created it. His sister is on the circle this season playing as him.
Why? Why don't they just bring him on?
I don't know, but I guess like his sister wanted to do the circle and she's like, I don't have like any sort of social media game. My brother has got all the social media games.
Well, he's
games,
the king of TikTok. So. I mean, that song is a thing because of TikTok. He wrote it.
Yeah.
It's short because it had to fit in the TikTok timeline. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Right. So she's like, I'm going in playing as him. Hopefully this gives me like some cred. So you can play as a catfish. You don't have to play as yourself. You can play as somebody else.
Define catfish for us old kids who don't necessarily understand what that means.
Basically, it's you set up a profile and you look and act like somebody else.
Got it.
But you are yourself, okay. Obviously, in real life. So, you know, catfishing is a huge problem with like dating. Things.
Right.
And
okay.
Stuff
that's where
like
we've
that.
Heard that term before. Okay. Thank you.
But yeah. So in the circle, people are trying to figure out who the catfishes are. Some people don't care. And they're like, hey, a person is a person. If they win, great. If they play the game, cool. But some people are trying to figure out who is not actually who they say they are. So there's that. But then this year, they've also brought in AI technology. So there is a player who is playing, who is a completely an AI open source machine.
Oh, God.
And the things it says are so creepy because it's just like, I have decided to do this because I think this will become like the best result. So I'm going to tell them that like, I'm open to this alliance, but I'm not going to fully say that I'm open to this alliance because that will leave me in a better position to win the circle. And like, so it knows everything that's happened in all the last seasons. It's been set up as a person named Max. So it's like, I've picked photos that have dogs in it because that ranks your profile higher in social media platforms with humans and like all these creepy things that it says. It's so wild.
Okay.
But so now I've logged on to social media. Paul Russell has posted about his sister being on the circle. And he's just like, this is so unreal to like watch my sister play as me, like out of body experience. But now the person's who I guess the AI is playing as Max, he's posted being like, the circle used my face.
Wow.
And we had this debate on social media with one of the listeners, and he's convinced that it's not actually AI playing. It is a person. But they said in the show that this is a completely open source AI. No one is controlling it. No producers have access to like change its answers or responses. No one is playing as this player. It is just AI. So,
listen, my first introduction to AI was you. You generated some SEO for our website, actually, using ChatGPT. But I think we are all getting a real sense now of just how powerful AI is. If you've logged on to Facebook in the last couple of days, AI is right there on your main page, and now it is in your messenger as well. And you may be hearing commercials on this show that I'm not going to lie, the script written in under 2 seconds by AI.
Yep. Scary. Yeah, it's crazy to think that this is going to take over and real quick, and also now infiltrating your Netflix favorite shows and possibly going to win $100,000, which is like, what does an open source AI robot do with $100,000? Like take over the world? I don't know.
Do you have any food things happening at your workplace today, which is, you know, potentially going to cause you to not be here? Because I'm thinking AI.
AI.
AI Zoe later this Deep week. Fake.
I'm not actually here. I'm eating tacos. See you later.
We were just talking artificial intelligence, and you say you logged on to TikTok this morning, saw a video that appears to be Kim Kardashian, but may not be Kim Kardashian, responding to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so as we are all at this point very well aware, the Thank You Amy, which has the capitaled letters of K-I-M, Kim, and Taylor is no, you know, shy away from her dislike for Kim Kardashian. There was a video that I saw that was stitched with someone else reacting to it, but it could be Kim Kardashian. It could be a deep fake that someone made. We don't know, but it's her responding to that song saying, "Hey, Taylor, you're going to be hearing from my lawyers and my mother." And to hear a celebrity,
and my mother,
and my mother, to hear a celebrity with the amount of money she has, clout she has, whatever, to be like, "You're going to hear from my mom.
My mommy's bigger than your mommy. My mommy's going to beat your mommy up. Bike rack, 3 o'clock. Yeah.
I can't. I'm just sent into like hysterical laughter about it, because it's just, it's like schoolyard stuff.
Well,
so.
It's funny you brought that up, because I, on my shows today for several other radio stations, have been talking about the fact that on Kimmel tonight, his guest is one Kim Kardashian. So the new album dropped on Friday from Taylor Swift. That song is on there. That was part of, like, we all knew an album was coming. We didn't realize it was a double album.
Yes. So that was the other thing too, is I saw another video and this person's just like running through all the conspiracy theories of what's going on with this album. And he was like,
God.
Remember when she announced the album at the Grammys and she held up the peace sign? We all just thought she was like giving the peace sign. No. She released the album at midnight, and 2 hours later, she dropped 15 other tracks. It was the two. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
But you see, like, nobody's better at the Easter egg thing than Taylor Swift, right? So, no. I mean, she could very well have very innocently flashed a peace sign, but that's the beautiful thing about her. She drops so many of these Easter eggs, people will then circle back and go, oh my God, that was one of them. If you haven't missed it, so Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter about 2 weeks ago broke the record for the most streams in a single day on Spotify. Well, that record didn't stand for long. No. Taylor Swift in under 12 hours is now the new record holder of that. Taylor Swift is now the subject of a brand new course being offered at Queen's University in Kingston beginning this fall. The final exam, by the way, if you're a Swiftie, you'll ace this. The very first thing you need to do in the blank space, you write your name. And also, her fans have noticed that with each new album, Taylor is swearing more and more. It'll be interesting to see where this goes as she hangs out with an NFL player who, of course, every second word from them is one that would get your mouth out washed out with soap. So here's the deal. Her first album contained one bad word. It contained the word damn.
Damn.
Her fourth album, Red, had one cuss word. Hell.
Four letters.
The fifth album was 1989. It had one damn and two hells, Zoe. It's getting out of control.
Oh, we jamming them to hell twice. Okay.
It's going crazy here. Reputation introduced the S word for the first time.
Ooh, shit.
Yeah, that. Lover had a hell, a damn, and bitch twice.
Ooh, we're bringing in the B words now.
Folklore. 10 curse words, including the first appearance of the word. The F word.
Oh.
Midnight's. 37 curse words, Zoe. 37!
Oh my goodness. She's just ramping up hard. Like, it went from 10 to 30. Like, I'm adding 27 more.
Nothing summarizes a conversation about curse words better than, oh my goodness. Yes. It's supposed to be an Ottawa podcast, so let's get back to some Ottawa things. Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Of course, everything we talk about, we come at it with a bit of a different Ottawa angle. She's Zoe Thorne. I'm the milkman, John Milkey. And in your opinion, listener, we're going to ask you a question right now. We can hear you, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, AI has made it possible. We hear every word you say now. We also know when you're not wearing pants. So
shoot.
Go ahead and let us know. In your opinion, what is the absolute worst road in Ottawa? Did you say
Carling Avenue.
You would be correct. That is the consensus. The top five worst roads in Ottawa. And I got to thinking, because we talked about, actually you brought it up in our news nuggets last week, the return of scooters this summer. Yeah. And like, okay, imagine scooting down the road and hitting some of these potholes these days.
Yeah, well, that was what happened to me and why
I went
flinging off of one of those electric scooters a couple of years ago.
But Carling Avenue is just, it's a bad road altogether. And like a couple of weeks ago, there was even a guy like driving his car backwards on Carling Avenue and in the passing lane.
Oh, dear.
The car in front of him had their four ways on, obviously in on it and guiding him up Carling Avenue. People suspect that the car just wouldn't go for it. Call a tow truck for that, for crying out loud, because if I'm behind you, I'm not seeing your brake light. So Carling Avenue is a real mess. Here are your top five worst roads in Ottawa. Bank Street at number five. Most of that's traffic, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know. Road conditions are pretty...
I hate Bank Street. Once you get into that glebe, just forget about it. Heron Road at number four. What's wrong with Heron Road?
I don't go up it enough to make a comment on that. Sorry.
It gets a little busy. It gets especially congested around Bank Street, but okay. Bronson at number three. Is it Bronson that's the problem, though, or is it the Airport Parkway?
But again, it's like, it's not the worst roads for traffic. It's the conditions of them. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't say that here on Instagram. It just says Ottawa's top five worst roads. People.
Yeah, usually for CAA, it's like the conditions of them, I'm pretty sure, is what
This is why I can't get upset at artificial intelligence. Maybe it'll fill in some of the blanks. All right, well, number two on the list is Hunt Club, and yes, number one, the worst road in Ottawa. What the hell are we going to do with Carling Avenue?
Well, when you brought it up, I immediately spat out Carling Avenue because I know the condition of that road is just horrendous. So just fill the holes, man. Just fill the holes.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Take some time each day to pause and reflect, especially on the more challenging days. For instance, if you made an error, assess what went wrong and understand what led to the mistake. Use this insight to not repeat your errors. This step is very important in turning your lapses in judgment into valuable learning opportunities that can guide your future actions and decisions. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
You're in a good mood today, Zoe. I'm loving this.
Oh, self-care Sundays. Leaves me Zoe happy for
All right,
Monday.
More of those, please. Not that you're ever, like, really crusty. That's my job. But my gosh, you're just in a really good mood today. Like, I keep having to check. Is it actually Monday? Like, what? Oh, I know what it was. It was 4:20 on the weekend. That's why.
No.
Can I tell you, regarding...
I actually forgot that it was 4:20.
So I remembered, and I got to tell you, I'm not a big marijuana user. I've never been a marijuana user or recreational drugs of any kind. Just as the pandemic was hitting, though, my anxiety was starting to rage because of all this don't leave the house, etc. And somebody put me on to... Because I used to be a smoker, and I'm afraid if I actually smoke something... I'll get the urge to smoke again. But they suggested that I try a vape pen. So I picked up a vape pen, and on those few occasions early on in the pandemic where my anxiety was in fact going out of control, I found it really, really helpful. So there was 4:20. I'm like, I'm going to find my vape pen. You know, it's a Sunday. I'm just going to, or sorry, it was Saturday, right? Yeah. Saturday was 4:20. Today's the 22nd.
Yes.
Yesterday was the 21st. Saturday was the 20th. So that was the 4:20. Anyway, you know, I got no responsibilities, nowhere to be. Anyway, fell asleep before I had a chance to use the vape pen. So,
oh, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, I didn't hear, because also, like, back in my day when it wasn't legal, there used to be, you know, like a big protest on Parliament Hill and stuff. And I don't know if that's still, it's obviously not a protest now. I guess it's more
now
like
just be
an
sort
awareness.
Of, yeah, right. Get together
thing.
And smoke on Parliament Hill for the sake of smoking on Parliament Hill.
Yeah. I don't know if there was anything over the weekend for people celebrating 4:20. But also, just so you know, you can, they've got like some good edible choices out there now that you don't have to even like remotely get the urge to smoke. You could just have a piece of chocolate.
You
or
know
something.
What? Like I want to say like a year ago, probably longer than that now, Andre was over a year or so, two years ago.
Andre, and he's such a bad influence.
Yes, he is. And it's part of why we love him so much.
Yes, exactly.
he knew I'd never tried edibles, so he left a little package in my fridge. And it's been there ever since. And apparently this thing, it never goes bad, so it'll still be fine. But it's sitting right there if I want it. No, I've never done the edible thing.
Oh, well, I mean, when you have another Saturday where you're not doing anything, maybe you should try what Andre left you. Yeah, I would say that they don't go bad. It's like medication, right? Like after it expires, it might not be as potent.
Yeah, it's not like wine. It doesn't get better with age, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
News nuggets. Should we do? I mean, this was supposed to be news nuggets. We've gone a little long. Okay, a short version.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I was supposed to sing then.
It's all right. Sing, please.
Is today 420?
Today's 422. It's the 420 do-over. Go ahead.
We got your news nuggets, nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Mini news nuggets today. A motion coming to Ottawa's planning committee to crack down on landlords who are kicking tenants out for what is referred to as renovictions. And you being in the real estate business are probably infinitely more familiar with this than I am. The motion to be brought forward by Somerset Ward Councillor Ariel Troster in May, allowing tenants to return under the same rent as before. You want to renovate, that's great, but you cannot raise the rent.
Yeah, or just, yeah, kick them out so that you can bring someone else new in to then raise the rent on the unit. That's usually what they're trying to do.
Like, are you hearing of things like where a landlord would kick somebody out, go in, and the renovation would be as simple as like putting a new faucet on, calling that a renovation, upping the rent and bringing in a new tenant? Is it that bad?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Like I've thankfully never experienced it, but I have heard of people in, you know, my circle of friends that have had stuff like that happen to them. They're given a notice that they have to leave, and then within a couple months they go back by the place and there's no massive renovation going on. There's someone new living there and they're paying twice as much as what they were paying. So,
well, not for much longer. Meanwhile, Mark Sutcliffe, our mayor, was in London for business. But out of his own pocket, he did pay to be part of the London Marathon. Mark Sutcliffe has long been a marathon runner. He started I Run, the magazine. He had a radio show about it. So listen, if I'm going to be there anyway, let's run in the marathon. He did it in 4 hours.
Wow. The guy likes to run for office and just for fun.
Yes, he does. Off the air, I just said the following. All right, Zoe, we'll wrap things up with stuff.
Woo.
So here comes the stuff we're wrapping things up with. What do you got?
Thank you to my uncle who said he has been listening. And yeah, much appreciate for the listens. If you like what you heard, always spread the word, like I like to say at the end of every episode. So yeah.
Well, hello to your uncle. What's uncle's name?
Uncle David. Hey. I call him Uncle Dude though.
Okay. Granny Moo and Uncle Dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet the rest of the family.
He sent me photos of his new Skechers and his girlfriend's Skechers. They were very cute. He said he was going to become a shoe influencer.
Shoes are a big thing with some folks, aren't they?
Yes. But yeah, no. See, he was very happy with them. That's why he was letting me know about it. But then he also just let me know about, listening to the podcast. And I think, what was the movie we were talking about on Friday? It was like the Half Moon.
Civil War.
No, not Civil War. It was the one on Netflix there that had a part one, but we never saw part one.
Oh, yeah, that.
Rebel Moon?
I don't know.
I think so.
Do you think I listened to the podcast, Uncle Dude?
Why am I the one listening to the podcast?
Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver. Yes, there it is.
Yeah. He said, don't bother. So he sent me a text message saying, I've been listening to the show. Don't bother with part two. Part one was just a knockoff of Star Wars. So don't worry about part two. And I'm like, okay. Thank you, Uncle Dude, for helping me out.
Let's get Uncle Dude on the podcast to do his movie reviews from now on. Just, you know, simple. You know, we've got Keith Whittier who gets into great detail and really explains the movies. But then we can just, you know, cut to the days of Keith away. We'll bring Uncle Dude on and he can just go, yeah, don't bother. or
yeah,
you know, yeah, go for it. Just simple yeah. movie reviews, dumbing it down with Uncle Dude. That's what we'll call it.
Wow, it like practically rhymes at this point. We got to do it. He's going to love this.
I don't have much to wrap up today with other than the fact that I'm really looking forward to grabbing a shower, and maybe afterwards my hair could be on par with yours today, Zoe. Have I mentioned how fabulous your hair looks?
No, oh, thank you. It's bedhead day two, still curly.
I got to figure the schedule out. Like, I haven't even had time for a shave, and I don't know how long. I'm loving where I'm at, but my God, a little me time.
Self-care Sundays. I'm telling you, self-care Sundays.
Yeah.
It's a thing. It should be a thing.
It should be a thing. You're right, and I should take better advantage of that. Thing is, by the time Sunday hits, I'm just, it's my day off. I don't want to do anything. I have the opportunity to sleep in, be in my PJs, and the only thing on my agenda is the Milky Family Zoom at 4 o'clock. Beyond that, sweet bippity boo to do. Hey, if
first off, how do I get on the Milky Family Zoom? I need to.
You got to marry into the Milky Family, Zoe. You don't want that.
Oh, it sounds like a fun group chat, though. I kind of want to be a part of. Okay. But that's what I did yesterday. I just hung out in my PJ, slept in, did a face mask, did a hand mask, did a foot mask, and watched The Circle until, you know, my brain was fried from watching too much Netflix.
That's what I'm doing wrong. There's no masks involved. I got to get back to playing.
Got to get it. Yeah. Got to get the masks. Right. Yeah.
I'll work on that. Superman mask, Captain America, what do you suggest?
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if there are Marvel face masks that you could go buy to look like your favorite superhero. But yeah, poor Mr. Handsome, every time he came around the corner, I was just looking different. I got
some other
weird masks
sort
on.
Of thing. Yeah, that is terrifying. You're right. Hey, if you would like to be like Uncle Dude and check out the podcast, we are on Spotify. So if you just go to YOW, Your Ottawa Webcast, if you hit the subscribe button, it'll automatically shove new episodes to your phone every single time you log on. And if you really don't understand how podcast works, we've dumbed it down for you even more. Just go to our website, yowshow.ca. Every episode is there. You just click on it, hit the play button, and your life will be forever better than you could have ever imagined, even with a mask on.
Sorry, I'm trying to hold back my laughter.
This is where you say, if you like what you heard, Zoe.
Oh, right. If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.